Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Kay, Professor of Medicine and Director of Clinical Research in the Division of Rheumatology at the University of Massachusetts Medical School and UMass Memorial Medical Center, both in Worcester, Massachusetts. Today I'm speaking to you from the 2013 EULAR Congress of Rheumatology here in Madrid, Spain. There was a presentation today about the AMPLE study, which compared abatacept and adalimumab, each in combination with methotrexate, for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis. This comparative effectiveness trial, which has been published in Arthritis and Rheumatism in an earlier stage, compared two biologic agents. However, the question remains as to what is the comparative effectiveness of traditional DMARD therapy with that of a biologic in patients inadequately responsive to methotrexate. This specific question was addressed by a paper that was published online ahead of print in the New England Journal of Medicine on June 11th of this year. This paper, describing a study where Jim O'Dell and colleagues examined the effectiveness of triple therapy with hydroxychloroquine, sulfasalazine, and methotrexate compared to that of etanercept and methotrexate in patients with rheumatoid arthritis inadequately responsive to methotrexate, a clinical situation that we face commonly in practice. This was a 48-week double-blind non-inferiority trial conducted in 353 participants who were randomly assigned to either triple therapy or etanercept plus methotrexate. Patients had active rheumatoid arthritis despite methotrexate therapy. Patients who did not improve at 24 weeks according to a pre-specified threshold of a decrease in the DAS-28 of at least 1.2 were switched in a blinded fashion to the other therapy. The primary outcome was improvement in the disease activity score for 28 joint counts, or the DAS-28, where the score ranges between 2 and 10, and higher scores indicate more disease activity. This primary outcome was measured at 48 weeks. During the first 24 weeks of the study, both groups had significant improvement compared to baseline, and this improvement was comparable in each group. 27% of participants in each group required a switch in treatment at 24 weeks due to inadequate response to the initial therapy. Participants in both groups who switched therapies improved after switching to the other therapy, and the response after switching did not differ significantly between the two groups. There was a similar change between baseline and 48 weeks in the DAS-28 in the two groups, a decrease of 2.1 with triple therapy and of 2.3 with etanercept in combination with methotrexate. This difference was not statistically significant. Triple therapy was found to be non-inferior to etanercept and methotrexate because the 95% upper confidence limit of 0.41 for the difference in change in DAS-28 was below that pre-specified margin for non-inferiority of 0.6. There was no significant between-group difference in secondary outcomes, including radiographic progression, pain, and health-related quality of life, or in adverse events associated with medications. This study concluded that triple therapy of hydroxychloroquine, sulfasalazine, and methotrexate was non-inferior to etanercept and methotrexate in patients inadequately responsive to methotrexate treatment for rheumatoid arthritis. Will this change practice? Most rheumatologists prescribe TNF inhibitors for patients inadequately responsive to methotrexate. However, triple therapy is less expensive and, according to this study, just as effective. Perhaps the results of this study will prompt rheumatologists to try adding hydroxychloroquine and sulfasalazine instead of a TNF inhibitor and perhaps reducing the cost of care for patients with rheumatoid arthritis previously inadequately responsive to methotrexate. Certainly, I'm going to try this and assess for myself in clinical practice whether this triple therapy approach is equivalent to that which I've experienced when starting patients on TNF inhibitors. I thank you for joining me in this Medscape report at the 2013 EULAR Congress of Rheumatology in Madrid. I'm Dr. Jonathan Kay.